Support for this podcast comes from Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Did you know riders who switch and save with Progressive save nearly $200 per year? That's a whole new pair of riding gloves and more. Quote today, Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $197 by new customers surveyed who save with Progressive between October 2024 and September 2025. Potential savings will vary.
Insurance isn't one size fits all. That's why customers have enjoyed Progressive's Name Your Price tool for years now. With the Name Your Price tool, you tell them what you want to pay, and they'll show you options that fit your budget. So whether you're picking out your first policy or just looking for something that works better for you and your family, they make it easy to see your options. Visit Progressive.com. Find a rate that works for you with the Name Your Price tool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
David, welcome back to Cat on the Loose.
Thank you so much.
I am so honored to have you back because I know I've been really annoying you. Like, come back.
No, you've been so helpful, like guiding me in, you know, the social media world and helping me. So I'd do anything for you. You're awesome.
Oh, thank you. I'm so grateful. So let's rewind a little bit for those of you who are new to Cat on the Loose. I think just about a little over a year ago, because it was March 2024, you came to the show. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah, it was
March 2024. And at the time, we had no idea Baywatch was going to be redone in the United States and you were going to be cast. But we did talk about it. And we manifested a lot.
Yes, we did.
And now, fast forward to today, here we are.
Yeah.
They are redoing Baywatch. Yeah. Not redoing, right? You're going to explain to us. But Baywatch is coming back to TV. And you are the only original cast member coming back.
Yeah, I think they're going to bring others back, but in terms of, you know, they tag me as a recurring, but it's more of it's a series regular in a way. I'm in a lot of the episodes, so I think I'm the only one who is going to have a staying presence.
Yeah. Today, right? You're the only one.
Oh yeah, nobody else. Yeah.
You guys. So let's explain step by step, because I know not everybody knows what's going on as much as we do. So Fox is bringing back Baywatch.
Fox and Fremantle owns, I guess, the rights to Baywatch, which is Fremantle puts out a lot of, I think, like Dancing with the Stars. That's a huge, I guess they do distribution. They're also a studio. Mm-hmm. So I guess it's kind of a co-production between Fremantle and Fox. And but it'll air on Fox in the fall, which is amazing. So it's going to air like prime time. And then so the episode will release on Fox. And then the next day it'll flip over to Hulu and live on Hulu.
Oh, wow.
So that's, if you miss it, it's just really smart. Like, so
yeah,
people can just kind of, you can, you know, keep watching.
You can watch on demand.
Yeah.
So I remember back in the day when Baywatch was on TV, if we missed it, you had to record on the VCR because we didn't want to miss it. Yeah. Obviously, like millions of people, I was growing up watching it. You guys had this dream life, dream bodies, dream everything. And now, decades later, you are older, of course, but you're in fantastic shape.
Yeah.
So that's the first thing I want to ask you. Obviously, I think that was a big part in terms of them recasting you, because they look at you like you're in spectacular shape. Some tabloids said you're in better shape than you were before. Some tabloids said you're in better shape than the younger guys they cast, which I have to agree with a few.
I can't say anything about that because it's a great cast. But
yeah, it is.
I am in better shape than I was when I was 24. I mean, I was in good shape. I was maybe a little bulkier, but like in terms of, I'm 58 years old. I've learned a lot. I've been through some suffering with a bad injury that lasted a long time. But on the other side of that suffering, I discovered something like a higher gear, a higher operating system that we all have within ourselves. Mm-hmm. But you can't just go, oh, I'm going to tap into that. It's really hard. You have to it's explained a lot in various ways, but like if you go through something very difficult and you endure it and you come out the other side, there's this chance, if you stay open to it, to actually become the highest version of your or start going towards the highest version of yourself. And that's what happened. And so I mean, now, and also I knew what worked on the original show. And so this is a big cast, and I've been pushing for a reboot, even though this isn't really a reboot, for 10 years, I would say, ever since they started. And so this came around, and then they were like, maybe on original cast members, maybe not. And I'm like, oh my God.
I think that's a look for me. I think I speak for many original Baywatch fans. I think it's a huge deal that they're bringing an original cast member. Because, yes, we are interested in the new ones, but we want to see some originality to the show.
100%. Yeah. I mean, even, I mean, when we did the first press junket, Stephen Amell, who's playing Hobie, he's playing the lead. You know, all the news outlets ran with, you know, Fox makes a smart move, brings back a legacy character, Chokichi, and... even Thaddeus, who's on the show, he's Thaddeus LeGrand, he's amazing. We've been talking a lot, and he was like, man, we need you more on the show, in the like, we need your presence, we need you in these rescues. He's like, people are gonna watch the show because of you.
Yes.
And then maybe they'll hopefully fall in love with them, which is it. I was like, damn, dude, that's really, you know, awesome of you to say. He's a great guy.
David, but when you get the call from your agent, whoever it was, say, okay, Baywatch is really happening, you are on the show, you must have felt a huge sense of pride.
Oh,
or all my hard work pays off.
Yeah, and I
share with us, what's the feeling?
Because I hustled this job on my own, basically. First of all, I'll back it up. One of the original executive producers, he Greg Bonan, lives up near I do in Malibu, and he also teaches the junior lifeguard program, which my daughter is in. So every morning for the last, she entered when she was nine, she's 14, like for the last 6 years, every summer for a month, I'd see him in the morning, I see him at pickup, and we've always thought, like, you know, it comes around, like, you know, we're ever going to reboot this thing? And it came close once, didn't happen. And so, you know, he's been wanting this to happen, and always a supporter of me. But it's been like, you know, when you get involved with a network, and then also Fremantle, I guess, I don't know what you call them, there's so many, so you need three heads, basically, or three like high level people to agree from every group and every entity on one decision.
Very complicated.
So it gets really tough. But so I knew there was like maybe a debate on me, which I found out actually wasn't a debate, because so I cut together, like, I was like, I am not taking no for an answer. I'm going to be on the show. I'm like, I cut together like
you.
A minute 60 reel of like some clips from the old show, but more of like how I live my life today, which is like hardcore. Like, you know, I'm up at I'm either up at 3:30 or 4 in the morning every day.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Why? To work out?
Well, no, because after this injury, I learned some really great ways to get out of being stuck. And one is creating little micro wins in your day. Mm-hmm. So the easiest win you can develop for yourself is get up early. And if you do it repeatedly for a week, your body starts sending you a signal like, dude, you're awake and nobody else is up functioning yet. And
okay, honestly, I had been putting off getting new glasses for way too long. I'm always dealing with scratches, constantly cleaning them and just telling myself, they're fine, because replacing glasses always feels like such a hassle, making appointments, spending a fortune, waiting forever. That's why I was so excited to discover Zenni Optical. It's an online eyewear shop where you can get prescription glasses, sunglasses, even blue light lenses, starting at under $30. You just go to Zenni.com, choose your frames, upload your prescription, and they ship them right to your door. No appointments, no stores, no pressure. And the price difference honestly shocked me. A similar pair at a traditional eyewear store would have easily cost me around $250, but with Zenni, I paid under $30. I literally thought, why have I been waiting so long? At these prices, you don't have to overthink it. You can get a classic pair for every day, a fun pair, even sunglasses, and still spend less than what one pair would cost elsewhere. Zenni has more than 150,000 1,000 five-star reviews. And if you're nervous about buying glasses online, they even have a virtual try-on feature so you can see how the frames look on your face before you order. And once I started wearing my new pair, I just feel so good to finally have glasses I actually enjoy wearing. So if you've been putting off replacing your glasses like I was, check out Zenni.com, Zenni.com, and see why so many people are making the switch. If your glasses are overdue for a refresh, now is the time. Go to Zenni.com/podcast and use code podcast15 for 15% off your first order. The styles sell out, so don't sit on it. That's Zenni.com, Zenni.com/podcast, promo code podcast15.
I love.
Listen, I do that as well, but not at four. I'm usually up by five, but I agree with you. It's my favorite time of the day. It's before the rest of the world. Yeah. I'm obsessed with that chunk of the morning.
Yep.
And I, by the time it's 8 a.m., I'm like, wow, I have done.
That's it.
So much, so right?
You feel good in your, and you don't have to tell yourself, I feel good. It's it's a subconscious thing that builds. So that's one reason I get up. And also because I've gotten to a point, you know, my Achilles like took me out of life for 3 years where I was dormant and I'm not a dormant person. So I'm like, you know, I'm not a doom and gloom guy, but I'm like, we only all have so many hours left on this planet.
Yeah.
I'm going to squeeze the most out of
every
day.
Good for you.
So I go all day. If I get tired, I go jump in the cold plunge. I'm like, bing, I'm awake. and I'll cook dinner. I'll eat dinner and I won't even sit. If I sit down, then I'm like, I'll be false. So I won't sit down. I'll do the dishes, keep moving, and then go to bed.
Mental health is a subject that is incredibly close to my heart. A few years ago, I lost my mom. She took her own life. And then about 2.5 years ago, my brother-in-law took his own life. These experiences changed my life forever and taught me just how important it is to seek support when you're struggling. The truth is, life can be overwhelming. Whether you're dealing with anxiety, grief, relationship challenges, stress, or simply feeling stuck, reaching out for help can be one of the most important steps you take for yourself. That's why I'm so happy to be partnering with Rula, a company that helps people find quality therapists and mental health professionals who will fit your needs. Rula makes it easier for you to connect with licensed providers and supports a wide range of mental health concerns. If you've been thinking about taking the first step, if you've been thinking about talking to someone, consider doing that today. You don't have to navigate life's challenges alone. Rula's patients typically pay $15 per session when using insurance. Connect with quality therapists and mental health experts who specialize in you today at www.rula.com/cat. That's www.rula.com/cat. Remember, your mental health should not have to wait.
Yeah, I'm kind of like the same. I go. But by the time I go to sleep super early, I'm like so. People ask me, do you have problems sleeping? I'm like,
I was going
to
say the same
thing. By the time I go to sleep, I am so insanely exhausted.
Exactly. If you have sleep issues, but if you and you got up at 4 a.m. and you stayed active all day and did a hard workout, worked out your brain, did some calming, did some breath work, and kept going until whatever, say 10. Your body will, because I used to stay up and read. I love reading, but now with the way I live my life, like I can't even read 2 pages and the thing.
Yeah, you fall asleep.
So now I just bring my massage gun and like everybody hates it, but it's like I massage gun like my legs for like 2 minutes and I'm like, boom, gone.
Oh my God.
I don't need an alarm. It's either 3:30 or 4. It's weird.
I'm exactly the same. But when they said, okay, the show is happening, everybody agreed to it. And obviously, a lot of people know there was a massive casting.
Yeah.
Thousands of people showed up. They cut a lot of people from even the casting. I was actually one. I was
the casting. 15,000 people applied.
Yeah. And then the day, like 2 days before or something, my agency coming like, sorry, they cut you off. So, there is thousands and thousands of people that want to be on the show. And you're like, there. You must have felt all this hard work is paying off. This huge sense of pride,
right? Really, where was I? I was shooting something and then it didn't really hit me. I mean, we made the deal And then it came out in Deadline. And when it came out in Deadline, it was like, Fox actually invited me to collaborate. And I went outside and I was like,
Yes.
just,
That's a big deal.
yeah.
Do you still have contact with any of the original cast members? Are you friends with
Oh,
anybody?
yeah. Like, especially Alexander Paul and Jason Simmons, Michael Bergen. He's actually our real estate agent. He's the best real estate agent in town, if you need one, I swear to God.
That's cool.
He's just awesome.
Shout out to Michael.
Yeah, buddy. Come on, sell our house, dude. He's hilarious, too. He's got a beautiful
Is he
family.
still acting? Not
No.
anymore.
He's one of, like, the top, but he's, like, one of the top realtors in L.A.
Cool.
Beautiful, like, supermodel daughter who wants to get into fashion, but
That's
on the
awesome.
business side, and his son plays semi-pro baseball, so.
So did they reach out to you like, wow, that's really cool?
Oh, yeah. The majority did for a minute. There was only a couple. I was like, wow, there's some bitter.
That's what I was gonna say. I know it's a tough question, and you don't have chance if you don't want to. Do you feel, obviously, I mean, you do your job, you deserve it, because a big part of being on Baywatch is being in spectacular shape. And like you said, you're 58 years old. You guys can go look at his Instagram. The link is here on this episode. You're in fantastic shape. You take really good care of yourself. So I think you're picking the fruits of your work, right? You're aging really well. But do you feel a little bad? Because we talked about it, like none of the girl original girls were picked. You're literally like the only one on this cast,
I
or you're
think
like whatever, each
well,
person.
I mean, according to the, I think they would love to have everybody. If the show, say the show runs 5 years, I think they will have everybody back that's interested in coming back over time. I think Erica Liniak is actually going to come back and play for an episode. It's just more who's viable, like, who's like, unfortunately, Alexander Paul, she died in the original show.
Oh, she
And so to
did?
explain the
I
show
do not
real quick,
remember that.
yeah, it's not a reboot in the sense that we're not there, which is really smart by Fox and Fremantle and Matt Nix and all of the creative people. The DNA and the heart and soul of the original Baywatch is exactly in the new one. And so you fast forward from when we left LA, so 1999 to 2026, and whether or not we're going to fill in that gap, not really. It's more just like, this is where we're picking up. So this, the only thing they're removing is, some of the, the storylines that kind of were a little harder, like a little bit, obviously there was some cheesy stuff we had to do. Like, I keep referring to the poor, I don't know who wrote the episode, they're going to kill me, but there's an electric eel in a cave, and now, but
Listen,
it worked
at
back
the time,
then.
yes,
We
exactly.
had an alligator storm.
TV drama back then was
Yeah.
different. I'm sure they're gonna have a lot of the same stuff, like the
Yeah.
romance and the broken hearts and
Yeah, but
the
what
mean
they've,
girl,
what,
right?
yeah, definitely. Like, Brooke Nader is the mean girl, and she fits that role perfectly. And the cast is amazing. Like, Steven's playing, like, his character's gone through some trauma, and he's kind of perfect for it. He's I don't know if he's messed, what's going on, but he's tapped into that.
What are all the other, because I know you're coming back as the same character, Cody.
Yeah, Cody.
Then there is what was his name? That was David Hasselhoff's son,
Oh,
and
Hobie. Yeah, so they.
Hobie is also a character that is coming back. There
No,
is a
so Hobie
Hobie.
is the character, but they recast.
Right, they recast the actor, but the character is
The
coming back.
character, it's the same character.
Are there any
Exactly.
other characters coming back, or
No.
everything else is new?
Everything else is
So
new.
just you two guys are the original
Yes, that's it. That's it. That's
character.
it. Yeah.
That's really
It's
cool.
really cool. Yeah. I mean, it's like, and they were smart. And one thing, so my character in the beginning so far is I own up, Cody owns a bar called the Shoreline, which is a place where all the lifeguards go and hang out after work. And I'm still an active lifeguard. They just haven't used me yet. But the big difference is, so when we shot the original show, when the sun went down, the show kind of ended. Like, the episode was like, we don't have any place to go. I mean, Hasselhoff had an apartment that we'd use as a set at night. Pam and Yasmin did, and then I did. But they just were kind of like, they were kind of contained. You couldn't do much with it. So now there's a bar where all the lifeguards go, and the bar they built on the Fox lot is so badass,
There is
like.
a little bit, little tease on your Instagram,
Yeah,
right? A little
I
tease.
didn't even take that picture. I was like, I'm not. Luckily, the set designer took it and then went and got approval himself. Like, but the bar, I'll just say, it's like, I kind of equate it to, if this was a different production, you know, like the taps all work when I'm pouring beers, and it's actually pouring like non-alcoholic beers. So it looks real. Everything's functioning. Like that's all. Like,
that's really
that
cool.
Never.
So you're like a big brother at this life.
Kind of a mentor.
Can they go?
Yeah, they go and kind of relive like the episode, whatever the rescue was. So it's a great place because, you know, as a lifeguard or as any kind of first responder, when you're on duty, you're not supposed to be talking about anything but work. And like, there's no, and that's pretty much like how it is. So we stretched that rule on Baywatch because we had nowhere to go. But now having this bar, the Shoreline where I'm at, it gives all the lifeguards and the writers and everybody a place to go where you can see the real people behind the uniform. So they could be going through an awesome life. They could be going through major trauma, and it could be shared there. Whereas you can't share that when you're on duty. It's like you can never do it.
I'm so excited. Can
so it's cool. We've had we had a really cool scene that kicked off episode 101 in there, and it was so fun. And,
so when you did the original Baywatch, your daughter was not born yet.
No.
Right now you have a teen, preteen, 14. 14. So she's a teen.
Yeah.
And she's in the real lifeguard program.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Junior
and she's
lifeguard.
Entering Greg Bonin. He runs.
Is she excited? Or does she say anything? Does she want to? She doesn't care.
She's watched 10 minutes of the first season, like the first, my whole first 100 episodes. And then her friends out in Malibu were like, wait, you did? They went to this like a year ago. All the boys are like, I want to watch it. So they went over and they started watching, and she just doesn't care.
She's like, whatever. She's,
I can't get her to watch anything. I do a Wings of Rescue trip. I'm like, look at all these dogs. She's like, why don't you bring home a puppy? And like, she's you know, at that age where she's kind of very like, boy occupied. And it's like,
does she talk about being on TV at all, following your footsteps? No.
Not right now. I mean, I put her, when she was younger, I put her in one movie or maybe two, one movie that was kind of real because it was a period piece. Uh-huh. I was producing, I could control it. And, I just wanted to have the experience of being, and she was like amazing. She like, she had to hit a mark. It was in a river. It was like pouring rain on. She like, they're like, you got to hit that, go to that rock, turn around. And she was maybe only, I don't know, 8, 9.
Aww.
And so this is like during World War II, and they're fleeing a Nazi train. And she's got to turn at this one rock in the rain with river water flowing down. And look back at her dad, and he says, go, go, go. And, he, and she says something, and she did it. Like,
aww,
like
so
I was like,
cute.
Dang, girl. Like, but she, yeah, no.
She's not like, oh, my God, I can't wait to watch Baywatch.
No, she doesn't watch anything.
So what would you say, like, did the new cast ask you for any, because I know, do you think they're doing training? Did they ask you for any tips? Because these are... Obviously, there are a lot of action scenes on the sand, on the beach, and the ocean, and the water. We talked about like being in cold water, which is a really big deal, right? Did they ask you for any advice?
They did go through some training, but they basically ran out of time. A lot of the people
ran out of time to train before the shooting.
Yeah, because a lot of people got cast like right up, maybe a couple weeks before, and whereas when I got cast on the show, it was at least 2 months, and so I took that. I trained with that guy Mike Newman, who since passed away, who was 6'5". He was the world champion lifeguard competitor, and just a absolute beast. And like every day I would train with him, and then I would also go to the master's swim program at 6 a.m with Greg Bonin and swim, because my character was an Olympic hopeful, and you can't fake Olympic like freestyle swimming and think you're like, you can't fake a potential Olympic athlete in the water ever. That's like, unless you're really doing it. So these guys did not, they don't have a lot of boat skills, wave runner skills, ocean entry skills, walk up your tower skills. And they're like,
so they're winging it.
Well, I think they have on set people, and I think Greg's trying to help them, but a bunch of them have reached out to me and like said, can we train? Will you show us? Because I asked them after we had a huge table reading, and then they had a really cool call.
Okay, honestly, I had been putting off getting new glasses for way too long. I'm always dealing with scratches, constantly cleaning them, and just telling myself, they're fine, because replacing glasses always feels like such a hassle, making appointments, spending a fortune, waiting forever. That's why I was so excited to discover Zenni Optical. It's an online eyewear shop where you can get prescription glasses, sunglasses, even blue light lenses, starting at under $30. You just go to Zenni.com, choose your frames, upload your prescription, and they ship them right to your door. No appointments, no stores, no pressure. And the price difference honestly shocked me. A similar pair at a traditional eyewear store would have easily cost me around $250, but with Zenni, I paid under $30. I literally thought, why have I been waiting so long? At these prices, you don't have to overthink it. You can get a classic pair for every day, a fun pair, even sunglasses, and still spend less than what one pair would cost elsewhere. Zenni has more than 150,000 five-star reviews. And if you're nervous about buying glasses online, they even have a virtual try-on feature so you can see how the frames look on your face before you order. And once I started wearing my new pair, I just feel so good to finally have glasses I actually enjoy wearing. So if you've been putting off replacing your glasses like I was, check out Zenni.com, Zenni.com, and see why so many people are making the switch. If your glasses are overdue for a refresh, now is the time. Go to Zenni.com/podcast and use code podcast15 for 15% off your first order. The styles sell out, so don't sit on it. That's Zenni.com, Zenni.com/podcast, promo code podcast15.
Cocktail party for the cast and then the writers and executives. And I was curious, I was like, hey, so what kind of training are you guys doing? Is it what's going on? Like, hoping they were doing a hardcore boot camp. And he's like, yeah, that was Thaddeus. I was asking he played Division I 6 football. He's a beautiful, like, human being. He's gorgeous, 6'4", beast of a guy. And also just, he's going to be like a movie star. I've seen him, like, he had to do this big monologue. He was up and down, like, funny and then deadly serious. I was like, wow, boy, he's got skills. But just a good guy. And he and I have really started bonding. I said, so what are you guys doing at this cocktail party for training? He's like, yeah, they have us out there. I go, have you guys worked with, like, a big thing is when you're running with a rescue can, when you put the loop over your chest and when you release it, like, yeah. And how you release it. And he told me, he goes, I go, so what did they tell you? He goes, well, that, you know, when we start hitting the water, they didn't even tell him there's a technique where you actually kick your knee out to the side. You don't high step it. Because not everybody's going to be able to, like, high step wave. So you kind of go like this. Like, you kind of kick your knee out, mm-hmm. let the wave pass under. So it creates less friction. You get further. And then once you've gotten a little, like, a couple steps in, you throw the can to, like, and you air it. You want it to fly a little bit because the longer it's in the air, the less drag it has. Uh-huh. So if my victim's 20 feet out, I can get that much further before I'm dragging that can through the water. And I
asked, although it's fiction, it's really hard to do.
Well, no, I mean, not if you do. I took it very seriously. I was I'm going to portray a LA lifeguard. I'm not going to have these guys roll up on me and be like, dude, you were not doing that right. And I asked Thaddeus, I'm like, what did they tell you? He goes, oh, they told us to release the can in front of us as they enter the water. I'm like, you're kidding me. He's like, no. I go, dude, do you know what? If you release that, it's hard plastic. If it caught a 2-foot wave, because the waves are coming this way, you're going out towards your victim, and you throw your can in front of you, and they're just like a surfboard or anything. It'll go, it'll shatter your face. Yeah. I'm like, that's not good.
Oh my God. Maybe they need to go and do some training with you.
Well, I don't know. They're trying to, it's a lot. I get it. You know, there's a lot going on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy to see if you could save when you bundle your home and auto policies. Try it at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help.
Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Well, and they are filming, they are actively filming now, right?
Yeah.
They're filming in California, which is really cool.
It's
because
awesome.
At one point, there was
Australia.
Some talk of the show going to Australia.
It was going
right?
there, yeah.
It was then, going there.
Yeah. And then there's Councilwoman Tracy Parks has been awesome and kind of really pushing to get the get Baywatch the tax credit to stay.
Yeah.
Her and other people in the California, whatever you call that system.
Yeah.
Which was, you know, she was amazing. She showed up at that press junket. And that, by the way, that huge casting call was not, everybody's like, oh, that was a PR stunt. It was
no,
not.
No, it wasn't.
No,
because
a lot of people.
Oh, really?
Because they didn't get it. They didn't get a role or something. But they were dead serious. There was like tears. If they saw someone that might have potential, there was like
they actually cast a girl.
Yeah, yeah, and she worked on it.
I forgot her name, but yeah,
and she was so happy.
Yeah, she's so yeah. I mean,
so that was real. And that same day, we had a press junket on the top floor of that Marriott, and that was insane. Just like so surreal for me. I'm like. It just was weird because they sent a car for me to Malibu. I'm like, yeah,
aww,
all right, baby.
But you deserve it.
I got to, we're passing Will Rogers where we used to shoot, and I'm on my way to this press junket. And I'm like, it's so weird. It's like, is this really, is this happening? But, you know.
After so many years, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah,
many
yeah.
decades.
Yeah. And
do you know if there is any other show in history that the character, I do not know.
I did look it up. I think there's only like four others who like, so it depends how they calculate their thing. I'm calculating from that when Cody ended in 1999. So it'd be. What I guess, yeah, 27 years.
Yeah.
But if I go to the beginning, I think I would be the number one person.
Wow.
Because there's only like four, and it's like, it's a very, you got to ChatGPT it. But
it's very rare.
To reprise a role in a show.
Yeah.
And also, I'm not going to reprise a role as like the fat old dad who's 58. I'm going in banging, like,
yes.
in more better shape than I was when I was
Which,
24.
By the way, I think it's a fantastic example for the younger generations of actors if you want to have longevity in this. Business,
yeah,
you take good care of yourself, right?
Yeah.
Because it's a big part of being
it's huge,
in business.
You know, it depends, you know, what you're going for. If you're a character actor, maybe not, but for me it was like a self-fulfilling prophecy. If I wanted to, you know, for me to
yeah,
I've been training, getting waiting for this moment for probably a year, and
wow.
I'm like, if I haven't done my workout, my family comes out in the garage, I have like a bunch of weights and a treadmill, I'm like, I'm in there for an hour and a half, banging it out. I do not miss a day, except after a Wings of Rescue trip. But I ice plunge, I sauna every morning, which is really great for recovery, and also it sheds weight.
And you must eat really clean and really well.
I do.
Right?
I don't eat any sugar. I don't party. I don't do anything.
Yeah.
I
just live a very healthy lifestyle,
yeah,
and that's why you look so good.
I do, and I love like you know the stuff. I think I've learned like the biggest. Well, let's talk about the show more and then we'll go into the service thing a little bit. But, you know, the press response at even that press junket.
Yeah.
Because typically in the 90s, there was a very big love-hate relationship with Baywatch, especially in the U.S. That, you know, great stuff. And then also people were like, love to rip us apart. Like, and And so let me back this up. They go, after I get the offer, Matt, they call and say, hey, would you sit down with Matt Nix, the showrunner? He's the head creative guy. So I meet with him and all the writers. And I have always been thankful for the opportunity. And I've never said one bad word about it. Like you could trace the internet. You will never find me saying a bad word about Baywatch. And so I have this meeting with like him and 10 writers. I was like, in the zone. I was like, I shook everybody's hand. I sat down, like listening. And I somehow it came up and I brought it up that I was like, yeah, man, I never spoke negatively about this show because I truly love it. And it's setting a good example for the lifeguard community. Is a really great, healthy community. The junior lifeguard program.
The Baywatch, people can say whatever they want. It was such an iconic show.
Yeah.
It is an iconic show.
It gives hope to people.
It was silly, fun entertainment.
Yes.
With a massive audience worldwide.
Yeah.
Like the Baywatch audience to this day is so, people like me, they're so loyal. They're so excited to watch. So I think the younger actors that are cast have huge shoes to fill.
Yeah.
Because we want to see the first season succeed because we want to see many,
that's
many
what I'm
seasons.
Saying. I know.
Right?
I think, you know, hopefully they're with any TV show, even though this is, it's an extension of that show, it's still your, it's new in the sense that you're 26 years ahead of like fast forwarding and with the whole new cast. So they got to find their sea legs, like per se, and figure out what's working, what's the best way to do this. Cause right now I feel like it's oversaturated with, we have a lot of cast members. Like they just announced a few weeks ago, five more recurring.
I'm
why do we have five more when you can barely tell the story of like the ones that you already have? But I don't know. Maybe they have their something in mind.
Let's cross our fingers that it's a huge success again.
I know. Exactly.
Because it's
all I
want, exciting.
I just want to contribute. And I'm waiting for my moment when I get to the ocean because, you know, I
we want to see, believe me, we want to see you.
Well,
in the
plus,
ocean.
Like, I'm the one guy who can, I can drive boats, wave runners. I'm a safety certified scuba diver. I can drive boats and wave runners as, like, with enough, like, as good as any stunt marine guy. Like,
yeah, you have the, in real life, you have the lifestyle of the show, so you can do everything.
Sailing and everything, so.
When is it supposed, so you guys are actively shooting now. Can you tell us which beach? I know a lot of it is at the Fox lot.
A lot of, and we were, Fox and other people spent a lot of money renovating the headquarters down at Venice, which has since turned into a little bit of a, I'm not even going to go there.
Yeah.
But so we can't shoot the ocean stuff or have trucks on the beach in front of the headquarters. Mm-hmm. They spent millions of dollars renovating.
Yeah.
So now we're shooting in Redondo for the moment until this gets resolved. But on the lot, I mean, I give major credit to the set designers. Like the guy gave me the tour on my first day and I was like, whoa, this is next level stuff. I mean, my bar is like, it's giant. It's got TVs playing surf movies.
I'm so excited.
Full weight room. They have so out the windows they have LED walls, so they can project. We can be interior and project whatever we want on those. So it looks like we're actually down
the
to
beach.
Venice.
Yeah.
Which is super smart.
Yeah.
Especially given what just happened. So
please keep sharing on your social media as much as you can.
I'm trying. I know. I got to spread.
Guys, make sure you're following him. Yeah. When is the show supposed to air again? September?
October, I believe. But definitely in the fall, 2026. Yeah, on Fox.
On Fox. So it's just around the corner.
Yes.
And so any tips, not just for the guys that got cast, because they're already cast, but any wannabe actors, people that didn't get cast, that got frustrated in this industry. I mean, you've been working a lot for so many decades. What would be your advice or any tips you can give people out there?
It's really tricky now because of like obviously what we just talked about, but the which the last thing in the world I wanted to do is drive kids to go build a social media platform. I think that's the worst message I could ever send. So, but they are casting based on your numbers, a lot of things, or you're getting brand deals because you have so many numbers. It's
part
tough.
Of the
it's
business like, nowadays, but, right?
Yeah. And then there's people, you can hear De Niro, Denzel, even Dustin Hoffman talking about this. And those guys are the greats who have like blood, sweat, and tears through their craft. And even someone like myself, I'm not comparing myself to those guys, but I studied and I worked and like nonstop in class or with a private coach all the way through my career and earned my cred. And now I have a craft.
Mm-hmm.
These other people are coming in as, you know, and I'm not ripping them at all because like they're a part of my team and I would never, like, we're a team. I want this to succeed, but I'm just saying in general, acting takes years to see a good at. It's not some, unless you're born with like some freaky talent, it takes a lot of years to just stand in front of 100 people on a close-up and do your
nail it
and be real and go to emotional ranges that, you know, you're demanded of. And so but we have a superb cast, and they're all very eclectic, and they all have a lot of like personality. So I know they don't, may not have that classical training, but I think their personas can translate on camera, which I believe in, and it's great. It's like, it's a very surreal, and it's like
oh my god,
the most awesome thing.
I am super excited, and I know a lot of people that watched the original Baywatch that we are very excited to have you back.
Yes,
I have to say congratulations. Thank you. Talk about manifesting well.
Yes,
it's such an honor having you back on the show.
Thank you.
And once Baywatch is out, then you come back again, and then
yes,
we'll talk about it. We'll dissect the episodes,
yes,
okay?
That sounds amazing.
And we want to see David on the beach again, so
yes,
I can't wait for you to go do your beach scene.
Do some I want to just be back in the rescue.
Yes,
you know?
Back in the rescue.
Yeah,
congratulations. You're amazing.
You so
congratulations
much.
On all
Thanks
the fantastic work. Guys, go to the gym if you want to be an actor by the time you're 58.
Keep moving, yes. Exactly.
Thank you, David.
Thanks, Kat.
I'll see
awesome.
You guys very soon. Thank you.
Every woman knows the feeling, that quick glance over your shoulder in a parking lot, the moment you grip your keys a little tighter walking home. That's exactly why She's Birdie created Birdie 3.0, a personal safety alarm designed by women for women. Just pull the pin and Birdie sounds a loud, attention-grabbing siren. We are talking as loud as a jet engine at 100 feet to help deter danger and alert people nearby. And the new Birdie 3.0 is even better. It's rechargeable, includes a built-in flashlight, and features an on and off switch, so it activates only when you want it to. No embarrassing false alarms. It's small, non-violent, travel safe, and easy to clip to your keys, bag, or backpack, so it's always within reach. It's also super cute and comes in tons of colors to match basically any outfit, so you actually want to have it on you, because everyone deserves to feel safer. Learn more and get your Birdie 3.0 today at cheesebirdie.com.